Welcome back. It has been this show's position that COVID-19 was a chimerically engineered, man-made, intentionally released bioweapon that came out of a bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China. That position is substantiated by evidence. The inventor of the mRNA technology that's being used in the shots, the vaccines for COVID-19, Dr. Robert Malone, received a phone call from a CIA agent in Wuhan, China on January 4th of 2020. What the hell was happening in Wuhan, China that the CIA had interest in Dr. Robert Malone on January 4th of 2020? And it makes you think about what's happening. It's been this show's position that this virus, this bioweapon, was intentionally released to scare the hell out of people, and that the whole purpose was to push people toward a shot that they would voluntarily take, that they would rush to the front of the line, physically fight to get their kids injected with what we call a bioweapon. It's no coincidence that all of a sudden dozens of bioweapons labs are popping up in Ukraine, the most corrupt country in all of Europe, where we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars in hush money and denying that these even exist until Victoria Nuland was forced to stand there and say, yeah, they do. And little Marco Rubio had to like shut her up so she didn't spill all of the beans. Nothing good happens in bioweapons labs, but the American taxpayer is funding them. The Pentagon is operating them. The CIA is overseeing them. We are funding our own murder. That has been the position of this platform. We've been called every name in the book. But look, this has been stated by the people who want you injected. How many people go out and get the flu vaccine anymore? I believe the number is decreasing. The CDC reports 48.4% of the population. That's because people don't take the flu very seriously, and they know that. But COVID-19 was an existential threat, even a threat to security. We heard what Ralph Baric said, the criminal's own words. We will use the media to build the hype, and then investors will sign on. What was warp speed? Was there really a shot already ready for COVID-19 before it came out? How about if we just listen to what Tony Fauci himself says? Look.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously, we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 1947.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that, to something that has to be much better. You have to prove that this works, and then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity right. of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
I mean, you heard that. They're right out in the open, in the public, telling you exactly what they're doing. So you have to ask yourself, when we're talking about Marburg outbreaks, monkeypox, smallpox, Ebola, AIDS, HIV, all of these things are just coincidentally just popping up and being talked about on mainstream media. And they're repeating the exact same delivery method that they did with COVID-19. There's really nothing to worry about right now yet. Remember? Go hug a Chinaman. Go eat lo mein in Chinatown. There's really no need for people to be wearing a mask right now. People shouldn't be freaking out about this. They slow rolled this and escalated it up, and everything was done in unison. Andrew Cuomo was giving daily updates from New York. Geriatrics were going and dying en masse. They were being sent there intentionally to die. Because we need to inflate the number of bodies dropping in order to substantiate the urgent push for an emergency use authorized injection. And then we will mandate it. Tony Fauci said in a very disruptive way, we will flip society upside down to push people toward an injection. We will scare them actually into not visiting their grandmother. We will keep them away from birthday parties. We will take kids and remove them from school. We will force them to wear oxygen-inhibiting Sharia face muzzles riddled with bacteria. Then we will tell them, no, don't make your homemade ones. That neck gaiter is not approved or allowed. You must wear this type of mask. Never mind the moving ribbons that are being discovered under microscopes on these. All based on a PCR test that produces 97% false positives. Karen Kingston has a lot to say about this, and she joins us now. Karen, it's your position that most Americans believe that COVID-19 vaccines, PCR tests, and drugs that are currently here are based on the current PrEP declaration available in the United States with blanket protected immunity for big pharma and healthcare providers. But you say that that is not true.
It is true that the PrEP declaration is for COVID-19 to provide coverage, immunity to healthcare workers and big pharma for COVID-19. What Americans don't realize is that that's not the only PrEP declaration that's occurred. Many Americans thought when the PrEP declaration happened for COVID-19, this was a new thing. We've never had a virus that's a public threat, a safety to public health before, a threat to public health before. And that's not true. This happened in 2009 with the H1N1 flu. And I found documents that showed that they began stockpiling vaccines for the flu vaccine in 2007 for the alleged upcoming outbreak. But what I found most alarming, disheartening, and borderline terrifying is that the Administration for Strategic Preparedness and Response, the Department of HHS that assists with the PrEP declarations, has made PrEP declarations going back to 2016 for the following viruses: Marburg and Marburg disease, medical countermeasures, September 2020, Ebola vaccines, December 2018. These are declarations that these are threats to public health safety in the United States, which means that the manufacturers can begin stockpiling vaccines for Marburg beginning in 2020, Ebola beginning in 2018, Zika beginning in August of 2018, the flu and variants thereof beginning in January of 2017, smallpox beginning in January of 2016, and then other countermeasures to bioweapons.
Nine current other PrEP declarations for viruses.
These are current PrEP declarations for viruses by HHS. And what that means, I suggest anyone who's trying to litigate this, read this document. This document is the Emergency Use Authorization of Medical Products and Related Authorities, published in January of 2017 by Health and Human Services. It was done under former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb. Turn to page 4, paragraph 2. It says, finally, section 564B, also added by PAHPRA, passed in 2013 by our Congress, permits government stakeholders or preposition, which means government stakeholders, Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, GlaxoSmithKline, Johnson & Johnson, it allows them to stockpile, to pre-manufacture and forward deploy to distribute medical countermeasures in anticipation of FDA approval or clearance authorization of an investigable use or the issuance of an EUA to enable these stakeholders to prepare for potential rapid deployment during an actual chemical, biological, radioactive, or neurological emergency or nuclear emergency. So the point is, our government is already stockpiled vaccines, which we know are weaponized viruses, so they are bioweapons in a syringe for Marburg, Ebola, Zika, and smallpox. They have already stockpiled the shots in a warehouse or deployed them somewhere. And so they're going to spontaneously, we're going to find out that there's all of a sudden a Marburg outbreak or an Ebola outbreak, and that our government happens to have hundreds of millions of shots to deploy on the American people or the global population to counteract these viral outbreaks, these zoonotic outbreaks that jumped from animals to humans. We know, Stu, you know, Stu, that that is the biggest lie that's ever been told to humanity to unleash crimes against humanity on the global population. Viruses don't jump from animals to humans that are highly deadly and highly infectious. They're made in labs. Last night, I was watching Senator Ron Johnson and Rand Paul do a hearing where they brought forward experts and scientists who consistently said nothing good comes out of a bioweapon lab, as you just said. It is only to weaponize viruses, and it can only cause harm. The reduction in risk is so minimal when you can have the increase in risks be a thousand times more damaging and cause harm, not just to an individual, but to humanity as a whole.
So is it your position, because remember the rhetoric when these shots came out, and we're talking Operation Warp Speed, the stuff coming out of, you know, President Trump's office, the stuff coming out of HHS, everybody was saying, this is absolutely amazing. It's unprecedented that we were able to get a vaccine, and I'm using air quotes for our radio station listeners, a vaccine that we were able to implement and rush this to the market as effectively and as quickly as we did. It's unprecedented. Never in history before has this been done. Is it your position that these shots were already ready to go?
Yes, they were locked and loaded.
Okay, they were locked and loaded. Did Trump know that?
I can't answer that question.
Because you don't know, or because you don't want to?
So what I understand is that every morning there's a debriefing with the President of the United States, and that's pretty much run by the intelligence community. So this is just a correct statement that I'm making. The intelligence community during the entire Trump presidency was telling lies, not to the president, not just to the president, but to the entire American people. Russia, Russia, Russia. We need to impeach, impeach, impeach. You know, he's got these nefarious relationships. So if the intelligence community is in charge of debriefing the president, and the intelligence community was trying not only to get President Trump out of office during his whole 4 years that he was there, but also once he got on the ticket for the Republicans, there was 270 members of the intelligence community that signed a letter to repudiate him from the party. So did they debrief him on the truth about what was going on? That's for your viewers to decide on themselves, right? So if you are working with someone who consistently lies to you, when would you expect them to be telling you the truth? Yeah, but what's more important, Stu, is that Congress over the last 20 years have passed a series of laws between the PREP Act, the POPR Act, and very alarming, the Cures Act under President Obama that allowed for these crimes against humanity to be passed. Now, let's say there's forgiveness. These are omnibus bills. They didn't know what they were doing, or there was willful ignorance. There is an opportunity for redemption. And a hat tip to Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was once asked by an interviewer, I don't remember who it was, what laws are you going to pass once you take control of the House? And she said, we don't need new laws. We need to take the unconstitutional laws off the books and repeal them. And that's what needs to happen. Again, read this document. Every tab that you see here is when my jaw dropped, because the standard Food and Drug Consumer Protection Act laws were repealed, allowing for unsafe and harmful, if not deadly, agents to be released on the American people. And specifically, it says here that under the Cures Act, they amended sections 564 A, B, and C to allow for unapproved animal drugs, emergency use authorization to dispensing orders, waive compliance, waive good manufacturing processes, and basically take products that were never tested in humans, and they also don't need to be tested in animals, and they can be unleashed on the American people. And in the Cures Act, under Section 3024, American people don't need to know what's going to happen to them, because informed consent is waived if it's not in the best interest of the American people to know that they're going to be disabled, diseased, or killed. So this, we are in... We are truly in a tyrannical authoritarian state that's been planned out for over 20 years. And so you asked me, did President Trump know about the high risk deadly vaccines? I don't know. I don't know what he knew, and I don't know what the strategy was around Operation Warp Speed, but I do know he was consistently lied to, and the evidence is there to prove that, which is why the FBI is currently under investigation, another branch of our intelligence community, probably followed by the CIA.
HHS senior COVID advisor under President Trump, Dr. Paul Elias Alexander, has said here multiple times that Trump was lied to and that they duped him and that they took advantage of him. Is it possible that he found out what was going on with these, wouldn't go along with it? Is it possible that that's why he suggested other alternative treatments and they went after him for that? They went after him for saying that you should ingest bleach. Is it possible that that's another reason that they really needed to push him out, was to get this thing done? We're talking about a mass murder, genocidal level event here that's been planned for an extremely long time, and it's now being carried out. The taxpayers are funding the murder of themselves and their children, which is true with every cult. First, they promise you immortality, and then in the end, they get you to kill yourself and your kids. This COVID cult of world domination, they're not going to stop until they are stopped. And so at this point, I mean, a tax revolt would be the only way that I could see stopping this. I mean, we are literally funding our own demise. It's absolutely incredible. People need to wake up, Karen Kingston, and understand that these shots, millions of shots potentially, are in these dozens of bioweapons labs, multiple dozens of bioweapons labs across the world right now, waiting to be deployed on you and your kids. These viruses are not just jumping, as you said. Is that right? I mean, they're not just,
Not these viruses are made in bioweapon labs. There was, again, last night, Senator Ron Johnson and Rand Paul had scientists who work in labs and gain of function. They said nothing good could come of this. This is a warning to the American people. I'm showing you documents from our own government that show they have already stockpiled weaponized injections that they're calling vaccines. From Marburg, Ebola, Zika, smallpox, which is also monkeypox, and the flu. These products do not go through standard Food and Drug Consumer Protection processes. They are not safe. They are not effective. They are not proven to be so. Don't fall for the bait. Don't fall for the theater when you're going to be terrorized again into potentially getting injected. When people get infected, it is a bioweapon attack. You go, well, how did so many people get sick in 2020 with COVID-19. Well, listen to James Giordano from Georgetown University, who's a consultant to the Pentagon and to our military and a former military himself. He says, we use lipid nanoparticle technology to encapsulate weaponized viruses. We infect key figures and key communities here, here, and here. And we make it a morbid condition, not a mortal condition, which is we make people very sick. They go to the hospital, okay? And then we create, through the media, the worried well. And they rush in to get an injection. That's how we attack a nation. Not my words, James Giordano. And then if you want document evidence of this, read the EcoHealth Alliance pitch to DARPA, where they explain how they infect the bats, not infect them, but inoculate them. They use lipid nanoparticle technology to encapsulate a weaponized virus, and then they spray it down in the bat caves, or they put something on the bat's little paws, or they give the bat something to eat. So when people get sick with a rare virus, whether it's Marburg, Zika, or Ebola, or monkeypox, do not be afraid, be outraged. Be outraged. This is our government doing this to the American people. The evidence is there, and this has to stop. It has to stop now, Stu. And our Congress can actually do something about this in November, but in the interim, the American people need to stand up and speak out and hold their ground for themselves and their children and humanity.
I pray that 350 million people in this country hear what you just said, those words. Karen Kingston, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. God bless America.
God bless you. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
Tax hikes, theft. They're stealing our money. And then we are funding the murder of ourselves and our kids. Take it out of the system. Buy gold and silver. Call Gold Co. right now, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you call Gold Co., you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Gold Co. is helping an unprecedented amount of Americans right now to protect their retirement savings. Tax hikes, hyperinflation, these are all fake constructs. They're being used for you to fund your own death. Get it out of the banks. Get it out of the market. Buy gold. Call Gold Co. right now, 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.